Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, in this second half, we have a spirited news segment. We get into R. Kelly, bird attacks, and much, much more. First, J.B. Weld, big or small projects, home or garage, or work, in my case. Whatever it is, it's J.B. Weld. You don't want ordinary household glue. It's got the word ordinary in it. You need something strong. That's why we're proud to have J.B. Weld Epoxy Adhesive as a sponsor. I use it at home. I use it in the garage. I use it in the shop. I use it in the garage. I use it in the studio. I use it everywhere. Keep J.B. Weld in your toolbox, kitchen drawer, craft room. Pros and DIYers have trusted J.B. Weld for more than 50 years, and it is proudly made in the U.S. of A. For metal, for wood, for plastic, and more, covers all of it. Go to J.B. Weld, jbweld.com. Don't glue it. J.B. Weld it. JBWeld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly, Amazon, Napa Auto Parts, and more. J.B. Weld.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
So the next James Bond movie will have a new 007, and it won't be Idris Elba. The Daily Mail reports that British actress Lashana Lynch will be handed the title. A source says Bond is still Bond, but he's been replaced as 007 by this woman. The insider adds that Bond, played by Daniel Craig, is, quote, sexually attracted to the new female 007 and tries to use his usual seduction tricks, but is baffled when they don't work on a brilliant young black woman.
Oh, she's got to be a lesbian. She's a lesbian. Being too.
That is
possible.
You don't go for Bond, you're full lesbo.
Yeah. It does say she has no interest in jumping in bed with him.
Yeah,
the Daily Mail points out that she's not the new Bond, technically, but a new character who takes over his secret agent number. So she is the new 007. The source says Bond will have to learn to deal with the world of the Me Too movement, and they will now call Bond girls Bond women. So problem solved.
I got an idea for a new MI6 agent. Pussy whipped galore. Just a guy out there wearing like gauchos, crying. Do you know what's going on at the border?
Gauchos.
Putting kids in cages.
Agent needs backup.
Who wants some more tofu salad?
Wait, that's true? That's the new Bond?
Yeah, Lashana Lynch. She's the new 007.
They're being cagey about it. She'll be a character in this movie who is a supporting character and adopts the
Who's that
the
guy on the other side?
That's Daniel Craig.
Well, and I think for a lot of us who aren't, you know, big into Bond films, Brian, I think to your point, there's some confusion of James Bond, 007, those two things are not mutually exclusive.
That's never been perfectly explained, but a good theory is that James Bond is one of several 007s throughout history. That's why there's 007s from Sean Connery's day to this day, and it's a different person. They assign numbers to different agents.
Like the Doctor Who for the other nerds.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. In terms of franchises, 007's way cooler than all of the... what are those things like Spider-Man? What are all those dumb?
The MCU, the Marvel Cinematic
Universe. Oh my God, there's one every month.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted me, Doctor No means no.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, we could just keep going.
Well done.
All right.
Well, in other movie news, we talked recently about how they had finally narrowed it down who's going to play a young Elvis. We talked about Harry Styles. We talked about Ansel Elgort from Baby Driver, Aaron Taylor Johnson from Avengers, Miles Teller. Well, Austin Butler got the job, according to People.com. Looks just like a young Elvis. At least
what? He's not black and female. This is an outrage. Just part of the patriarchy.
You're right.
And a white.
Yes.
Alyssa Milano's outrage.
Is he a relative unknown?
I looked him up in a lot of like Disney-ish kids show stuff. Nothing you would know about.
It's always a good sign when they go for the least known candidate, because that means that guy kicked ass in the auditions.
What about Harry Styles?
He was one of the final choices. The famed Moulin Rouge director, Baz Luhrmann, has cast the 27-year-old to play Elvis Presley in the upcoming movie. Of course, he's going to co-star with Tom Hanks as Colonel Tom Parker, as he had basically control over all aspects of Presley's life. Butler is also an actor in the in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the new Tarantino movie.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I was driving down Sunset home from the Comedy Store on Saturday night and passed. They put all the billboards have gone up with all the who's playing who in that movie.
They're starting the blitz.
And I did not know that, was it Luke Perry?
Luke Perry's in it.
I just saw a big billboard.
Oh, in the Tarantino movie?
Luke Perry is blah, blah, blah. And I was oh, he is? I will. One of the many things to like about Tarantino movies is getting guys like Travolta at the time and Pulp Fiction and stuff, like getting guys you think of as campy TV guys and bringing them back in great roles. Ooh, yeah.
He's kind of the Bill Belichick of directors. Like, he'll get the guy who's maybe been dismissed by another team, like, oh, no, he can play for me, and then he'll turn him into a star.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. He is that Bill Belichick of directors. I hope Luke has a great – what a great way to posthumously go out. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I would imagine you've been tweeted, no pun intended, this story 1,000 times in the last day or so. I have. And the Wall Street Journal reports that many people who have long lived in harmony with birds have noticed an uptick in their aerial assaults this season.
Bird, I was driving.
Is this true?
This is true.
I was driving here today. There was a mockingbird, a little bird like the one that was attacking us.
Of course, it was the mockingbird.
Was attacked by hitting a falcon or something big, a condor or something, falcon. Something big was like hitting it here, a hawk probably was hitting it. And then as I drove by, there was a dead pigeon in the middle of the street with a hole where its brain was. In its head.
Like Starship Troopers.
Had been pecked a hole.
My God.
And they were like eating it.
Jesus.
Okay.
It's on, man. Later. It is on. I'm telling you it's on.
Wait, birds are falling or are flying
They're
lower?
Getting more into aerial assault.
Fear the flying dead.
So let me tell you what's going on. But there's a bird on human attacks. They're growing more common, according to an information officer at the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, because we're encroaching on their habitats. But there's other reasons.
Mm.
You're supposed to wield an umbrella or swing a broom over your head as a defense, because they'll start pecking at the highest point.
By the way, what am I, an Englishman from 1942? I can't take a walk along the Thames without being attacked by a bird.
Parks Department and natural resource officers across several states are recording an increase in hawks, wild turkeys, and crow attacks. Crows
Listen
can
to
turn
me.
Hostile. Yeah.
They're emboldened.
Yes.
They've always hated us. Now the chickens, pardon the pun, they're coming home to roost.
Amen.
This is interesting. I think Max Paddock, and try to look this one up. Oh, by the way, when I was looking for that slaves weren't allowed to whatever, I got an 11 written by my little note I was checking out. So it might be 11 minutes in. I think it was Jimmy that was telling me this. I don't know why. Just remember this conversation. I seem to recall at like Lake Havasu, they have a big problem with like gnats, like mosquito-y natty things. And people who are walking around during the summer wear a hat with like an extension thing that's like 3 foot tall that's above them. And the gnats go to that. They don't go to their head. So I'm going to have to start wearing like a wind-up beanie.
10-gallon.
Or I'm going to have to cut leg holes in a shark cage and put like leather straps to go around my shoulders so I can walk through the parking lot, because this is going to be a problem.
Barrel man.
It's big enough of a problem to have a website now that I cannot believe we didn't know about before today. It's called Crow Tracks, and it's an interactive online map. It tracks crow attacks across the world. Anyone can add a crow to the map, tell their story of bird violence.
Yeah. Wait, should I be worried about my baby? Like, if
don't put her on your shoulders.
Taken and dropped in a volcano.
Yeah. You should tether yourself.
A mother's nightmare.
Yeah. Tether yourself.
It is insane. It's happening more. They're angry, man.
Yeah.
I don't like video games, but that video game Angry Birds, they had
they
it right.
It
they knew what was
they
coming.
They tried to warn us.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to increase, and we're going to have to figure out a way around this. We were attacked out here in our own parking lot a week ago.
We were held hostage.
Mm-hmm. I had to put a helmet on to walk from one shop to the other shop.
What's changed? How are we encroaching? It's not like this has gotten taller, this building.
I would imagine deforestation in general Is that how we're encroaching?
Well, they've always had a hatred for everything. Birds hate themselves. They hate others. They hate
they
humanity.
Attack mirrors.
They do. They attack mirrors. They're rageful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, it's kind of weird. It's sort of like, you know, stuff that has to do with your ass doesn't get counted as a real medical situation. You know what I mean? You go, I got a carbuncle on my ass, and people just start laughing.
Yeah,
and you go, it's really painful.
I know. I can't
even get in my car.
It's like, that's good stuff.
If you're attacked by a bird, all anyone else does is laugh. Mm. There's no sympathy.
Well, you know
if
what?
You go, I was attacked by a hyena, they go, oh my God. But if you go, I was attacked by a bird, they go, I know, I was watching.
It was funny.
Laughing.
I mean, I'm laughing this whole time.
It's funny.
I'm sorry. I feel bad.
Let's test this theory. Chris, can you get the videos of guys being attacked by birds in our parking lot? Natasha, you tell if it's funny.
Or terrifying.
Oh, this is your parking lot.
This is my parking lot from a surveillance footage. That's
There's
Chris Mazzapata
the man right there, yeah.
Walking out there. There's a bird attacking his head, and now it's chasing him, and he's running back in the building. Hysterical, right?
Oh,
but
my
then,
God.
Here comes super tall Gabe.
Yeah, super tall
Gabe walks out there.
He's lumbering out there.
Then he is asked to go to Chris's car, which is basically the bird version of, I think, he's being attacked now. I think this milk is spoiled. Take a swig.
Okay.
Okay.
So look at Adam now.
This is taunted
with a helmet on.
The bird came at me. It flew down and dive bombed me. I walked from the other shop with a helmet on.
Oh my God. Well, you could definitely carry a broom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not an umbrella type of bloke.
You should become one.
I'm only curious about the percentage of people who saw me walking down the street with the helmet on with no context.
Screaming
whatsoever.
At yourself? Shaking your fist
backwards.
At the sky?
Well, I had a two-block walk before I got to the bird. I helmeted up before I left the other shop. So it's like, either this Corolla's into racing or he's into safety to a degree.
That guy walks the walk, man.
There's so much to worry about.
Yeah.
There's one time.
That's birds.
There's one time. I haven't told the story in a million years, but I was at Jimmy's house in Hollywood Hills a million years ago. I brought my old dog Molly over there. I was just sitting around drinking beer in my sweatpants and just getting fat, eating smoked meats and watching all the games at Jimmy's house. At some point, you know, 4 p.m. into the late games or something, some guy comes running in and he's like, somebody left the gate open and Molly, Labrador, Molly got out. Molly's out. And I was like, oh, shit. I just jumped up and I started running down the street out of the back of Jimmy's house and down the street. And I was like running down a side street. I was chugging in my tennis shoes, my sweatpants. And at some point, some old neighbor's like out on his lawn and he's giving me a weird stink eye. And I was looking at him like, what are you looking at, dude? And I realized I hadn't put my beer down. So this guy thought I was jogging with a beer.
You're a hero.
This guy's a hey, man show. Yeah. This guy saw the man show, dude.
Very
jogging.
On brand.
Yes.
Living
yes.
His best life.
Heineken
so
when he
doing.
Jogs. He had no context. I wasn't yelling at Molly. No. I was just running down the street with a beer.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good.
Right.
So you're known
so
for
he
it.
Thinks I'm into drinking. And whoever's in between me and the other warehouse thinks I'm into motorsports. Let me tell you guys about Simply Safe. Only 10% of break-ins are planned before. Did you know that? I didn't know. I would assume I would
organized.
Have planned a break-in. No, it's like targets of opportunity. I don't know. Gina, you have a
well,
story?
I got my Simply Safe. This happened, and we kind of talked about it on the show last year, that I used to have, where I used to live, my bedroom door also was the back door of the apartment, and we had a gentleman sleeping next to our dumpster every night, and in the middle of the night, rattling my back door, which was also my bedroom door, looking for places to break in. Yep. And I was terrified, and I got a Simply Safe, and it was the peace of mind that I needed.
Simply Safe protects your whole home, every window, every room, every door, 24/7 monitoring at a fraction of the cost, just $15 a month. Designed to blend right into your home. CNET has given an award. New York Times, Wirecutter, all award-winning. Visit Simply Safe, two eyes, simplysafe.com/Adam for free shipping. And you can try it out for 60 days risk-free. simplysafe.com/Adam. All right, Gene, let's do a couple more.
All right. Well, the two women who've been living with R. Kelly have not been seen since the singer's most recent arrest. And the parents of one of them, of Jocelyn Savage, fear the women may have made a suicide pact, according to TMZ.
I hope they didn't. I feel like I could pick up those pieces.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like after living with R. Kelly, I'd be like, look, all I need is the closet door closed. Really? That's about it.
I don't ask a lot.
I'm not going to chain you to the bed. No. There'll be no discipline.
You don't have to shit in the corner.
I mean, inadvertently, yeah, but not intentionally.
Right. Sure. Right. So the women who were living with the singer at Trump Tower Chicago are longer there. The feds have raided that apartment. They're out. Everybody's gone. The Savage family lawyer from Jocelyn Savage, he told TMZ he believes Jocelyn and Azriel Clary are with R. Kelly's people at an undisclosed location in Chicago. He says the Savages are concerned the two women may see the handwriting on the wall for R. Kelly and have hatched a plan to kill themselves if it looks like he's not coming back.
Wow.
Oy vey.
So those girls aren't even with him anymore?
No, he's being detained.
And they're not coming forward.
They're very much into it. Yeah.
Mm.
And the families have publicly begged and, you know, they're saying publicly,
so
leave me alone.
Sad.
It's terrifying.
Even as a mother re-watching all of that, it was like, God, that's just so sad.
It's a mother's nightmare.
There's many mother's nightmares, but yes, that's dating R. Kelly is up there.
That's bad for the women. But in terms of feather in your cap, as a dude,
yeah,
R. Kelly or Charles Manson? I mean, Manson, they like shaved their heads and went down to the courthouse. Yeah.
They killed people.
Sat on the lawn
they murdered
and killed people.
Yeah, they were more hardcore.
But I'm telling you, it's you know, again, if you break up with someone and they kill themselves, you don't wish that upon them. But on the other hand,
ego boost.
You got to be pretty good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's hard when you want someone to die. Maybe this isn't the podcast
the more
for
you
that.
Know. I'm just saying.
I do have someone in mind, though.
You're thinking about someone you'd like to kill?
If I could, like, it would be. No, I don't want to kill them, but if they
the
just died,
that
would be pretty great.
Oh, yeah.
There's like one person in everyone's lives, right?
They bring it on themselves by being despicable.
Of course. It's not like they haven't done anything.
You don't get to that point with them off of one, like, I asked this guy to pass assault and he didn't, so I'm not going to wish him into the cornfield.
Whatever I can do.
It's a long history of them being horrible.
They've earned it.
Yeah, like your life would be so much better.
Yeah.
Dawson, kill the mics. Who is it talking about?
Mics are cold.
This is a bad topic.
I always say... I mean, you guys tell me, I know everyone thinks this, but I always say, I think of you exactly how you got me to think of you, because I didn't know you before. So if you're late constantly, and I'm saying, don't be late, it's not because I say that randomly to people. You got me to think that about you, or whatever it is. There's a good version of that as well, but the people, I'm very interested in people that have these sort of wildly different experiences. Like, there are people I know that are like fair, even-handed, and easygoing, and there's never difficulty with those people. And then there are people who are like fussy and bitchy and whatever, and there's always difficulty with those people, but they think it's you. That's the part that I'm interested about. And also, if you go through a long list of your friends that are like mature and prompt,
dependable,
and taxpayers, and wildly successful, and they go, "Oh no, that guy's great. I love that guy." Where did they get that thought?
Yeah, yeah. What
how
their
did
encounters
you convince
like?
Them? To
well,
think
usually
that?
Those people are sociopaths. They lack empathy, and maybe with the other people they're being cool to, they want something.
They
from
can get
people.
Something from them.
They're climbing,
maybe, because I do feel like if you had empathy, you wouldn't be rude, and you wouldn't.
Well, who do you think of? Like, and then people go, it's unfair that you think of me as a fill-in-the-blank person. Mm. But who do you think of? Like, is there a friend? Like, I have friends, and they get shit-faced at parties in the past and make an ass of themselves. And I have had the, hey, man, before this party, easy with the drinking, and do not go find the host and tell her wife's tits are hot. Or like, don't do that, okay?
All right. A long list of super specific scenarios.
I'm having that conversation with you, but do I have it with everybody? Yes. And then why am I having it with you? Are you thinking about why I'm saying write this down or don't do this? Like, surely this must be based on something. I don't say it to other people.
And then, of course, the response is, how dare you? Who do you think I am?
Some people are worth having that conversation, though, because they're fun and, you know, you can have a great time with them that you couldn't have with, like, more boring people. So I don't mind having some friends where you have to,
a little bit of a liability.
I don't mind it. I'm just wondering, in their mind, where's this coming from?
Right.
Because they're always going, I don't do this, or why are you telling me? And it's like, you got me to do this through our experiences together.
You know, I've done that before, and the response I got one time was, it really hurts my feelings that you think of me that way.
Yeah, we've all had the people.
I experienced it that way.
We've all known the dudes growing up who've like, you go, we're going to leave at 6 a.m. I'm going to come pick you up, but I don't want you to sleep when I pick you up. Like, you got to be awake. Yep. And, like, we've all had that roommate or that person. It's like, you're pounding on the door, and they open the door in, like, sweatpants. Like, what? I slept through it. Like, those people, and you go, listen, I'm going to come in front of the house. I'm going to honk the horn. You got to come out. I'm not going to go up there. And so, where do they think that's coming from?
There's different rules for different people.
Right.
Not rules, but, you know what I mean? Different, like, you expect, like, oh, this guy's going to take a little longer for this. This guy's going to be right on time.
You have a meal with Kevin Hench, and he is, if you say 6 o'clock, he's just, if you get there at 6:01, he will be sitting there.
Has his drink.
If you get there 10 minutes to 6, you will not be there. I met him last night for a meal at 6 o'clock. When I parked and got out of my car at 5:58, he parked, pulled in behind me, and got out of his car. Mm-hmm. That's every time, all the time. I would be an insane person if I ever talked to him about, hey, man, 6 means 6. Seriously,
what you mean,
dude,
like, not 5:57?
I don't want that thing where I'm like ordering appetizers and wondering where you are. Please. 6 o'clock.
Spare
please.
Me this time.
Please. I would never have that conversation. Mm-hmm. There are other people I would have that conversation,
have conversation with.
How do they think I decide?
It's a pattern of history. Of course, they've earned it.
Okay.
Oh. I hate when people are early, by the way.
Oh, that is horrible.
Oh, the worst.
That's annoying.
Well,
like, if people are like always 5 minutes early.
Yes.
Let's establish this. It depends what the event is. If Kevin Hench would like to get to the steakhouse a half hour early and answer emails on his iPhone, he may do that.
That's
nothing to do with me. I'll be there at 6. No. That thing where you tell everyone Thanksgiving, come between like 4 and 5, and your mom 3:30. Like, yep. My wife's in the fucking shower. We're having some argument about how do you forget ice every time? You have to write it down. And there's a bang, bang, bang on the door. And then my mom's always standing there with my stepdad. And then they go, oh, I guess we're early. We didn't know. There wasn't any traffic. It's like,
it's always no traffic.
Okay. There's never traffic on Thanksgiving.
Chrissy's
number one.
Did the same thing like 5 years in a row.
You live in North Hollywood.
Really?
Let's just say there was some traffic and you showed up 8 minutes later than a half hour early.
For my daughter's first birthday party, I was inviting friends and my husband's family, and I told them it started at 1, even though it started at 12.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Because,
right,
like, I didn't want them
smart
to be the first
good
people there
smart
as my friends came.
Good. Stagger it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Smart.
They're deaf, so they won't hear this.
They are?
Big podcast fans?
I had an entire, like, I was literally, I had a thing a few weeks ago where there was going to be a group of, like, 16 people, and they're going to come to my house and eat flan, and the money was auctioned off, and it was, like, going to the schools and blah, blah, blah. And they were going to be at my house at 9:30 on like a at 9 o'clock on a Friday night. 9 o'clock Friday night. And the thing was, is like, well, they're supposed to be there at 9, but we have to get them from one house to the next house and put them all in cars and bring them. It might be a little bit later. I was like, okay. There was like 16 people, and at about 8:41, I was stepping out of the shower, and it's like, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, and no one else is home, and I was like, had a towel on, and there's 14 people or 16 people that are going on a tour of my house. I'm like, don't wait out on the curb. Just stand. Just wait till 9. Do this.
I'm the type of person you are, which was, I will use every single last minute. Like, when I still have 8 minutes left, I have not gotten into the shower yet, but I know I can do it by 9, but it's just like,
yeah.
But they said 9.
I know.
And so, if you're doing the Thanksgiving thing, rest assured, at 3:15, that's crunch time at that house. That's chafing pot dishes and people lighting candles and moving stuff around. It's not like we prep everything the day before. It's like, that's crunch time. You can happily show up at 4:30 and have no problem. Then, instead, you show up at 3:40, and then you go, you do this one. The person's like in their town. They answer the door and they go, don't mind me. No. Don't mind me. I'm not even here. Just go about what you're doing. You're putting stuff out. You're doing. And then at some point they go, you have a corkscrew. And you're like, no, because I'm not minding you.
You're not here.
You're not here. Remember you? You're not here.
Ooh. I'm not supposed to remember.
Here's a new rule. If you live within a half hour to 45 minutes of the place where the Thanksgiving festivities are taking place, when they say we're going to be between 4 or 5, you leave at 4. You leave at that first number.
Yep.
You get in your car at that time. Nobody misses anyone.
No.
The early parts of Thanksgiving, people are milling around drinking wine and talking.
Yep.
Okay.
Good rule of thumb.
Yeah. Don't show up early.
Well, here's a little feel-good story. You want to end on this one?
Yeah.
Okay. A Missouri woman was so upset when her car was stolen that she tracked down the car and she got it back herself. Danielle Reno said she got out of her SUV just for a minute to get her daughter. And it sounds like, yes, she did get the daughter out of the car. And then the car was gone. ABC 7 reports that she filed a police report but eventually took matters into her own hands because her phone, her credit cards, they were all still in the car. So she was able to track purchases and activities along the way. She finally ended up at a gas station where the attendant told her the thieves were headed to a restaurant. And that's when Reno took her Forerunner back, posted the moment on Facebook. Here's what it looked like.
Wow.
Wasn't having it when her car
Frontier
was stolen.
Justice.
She tracked down the alleged thief and got it right back. Talking about Danielle Reno, she says that she got out of her SUV.
Oh, my God. So before I call the cops, I wanted to show you guys what I just found by doing our own stalking at Applebee's, and my heart's racing.
She's got a tat, some blonde hair.
I think something you'll like about, you can cut it. I think the thing that you'll like most about her, she said the thing she was most upset about was the beer and the trash left in the car.
Yeah, that chick, don't take no guff.
She's kind of sporty looking.
Yeah.
You know, she'd be a good candidate for when the teacher fucks the 14-year-old, and you go, this is outrageous, and then you see a picture and go, oh yeah, okay, I can see that.
Yeah,
okay. Like she's perfect for that, right?
She's very Kansas City.
Those women are always pretty fuckable.
Yeah. I know.
Exactly.
Every time. You're like...
Well, look, I hope she's not listening, but when I was when I was 14, I had Mrs. Wolk, not an attractive lady. Do not know if a young Adam could have performed. You know what I'm saying?
You could have gritted your teeth and got through it, but it would not have been, you know, a highlight.
It would have taken a while.
Yeah. We're going to greatest hits.
Yeah, that would have been a tough putt for my Beckaroo. I just don't think I could have performed.
What's weird is the women who are like letting these boys seduce them. Like, can you imagine being attracted to a 12-year-old?
You think they're letting the boys seduce them?
I think they're...
They're seducing
that's
the boys.
That's my hunch.
Goes both ways.
Well, let's go the other way. Can you believe this Harvey Weinstein letting these young actresses seduce him? You're right. This is outrageous.
I mean, we all know
right,
this is a real outrage.
This is an outrage. I am with you.
But Natasha's right. We all know how it is. And the 12-year-old boy puts the moves on you. You can't resist. Seduction starts.
The sweet siren song of the voice cracking.
You're at his mercy.
Hey, Miss Leggero, do you know how to floss?
Jesus Christ, you're putting a rise in my underoos, Miss Leggero. Pulls out the candy cigarettes, does that move where the two pop out.
Packs
he takes
it.
One,
yeah, yeah.
Hands you the other. Mm-hmm. So you or an Ovaltine gal? And you go Ovaltine. He goes, I knew it.
I figured you.
I figured
got your poison.
That's right. Max Batter, we ever find that clip on that guy with the slaves?
Yeah, I'm still listening to it.
Weird. You got to minute 11. Nothing there, huh?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, always confused by my own stuff. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Why haven't you mastered the accordion? Gina
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Right. It's that, except for I'm saying, just put a shot of water in the milk bowl and it won't get all crusty.
Well, not that one.
No, not
anything
that.
But that one.
I had the same thing going on here for many years, but we fixed it. It took took us about 8 years to get the water and the mug thing going here, but we got it fixed.
It was a fairly quick
8 years, as I recall.
There's only a blink of an eye.
I probably only brought it up like somewhere between 32 and 158 times, but eventually the steeping period had gone, and it's 8 years
in.
Later, we now have a sink that does not have coffee mugs filled with coffee.
And I always rinse off my lipstick because I feel like it's a tell.
Fellas, this is your chance to put some coffee at the bottom of the mug.
All right, let me hit Castrol Edge. Stronger under pressure. That's why you need Castrol Edge with fluid titanium. Transforms under pressure. Three times,
fool.
Stronger fool than leading full synthetics. The I'm doing stand-up everywhere. I think there's some tickets left at Portland for the late shows, but I think the early shows are sold out.
These are all sold out?
No, Portland is about sold out. But that'll be this weekend, the 19th and the 20th. And then Montclair, Pasadena, Gore Hills, Monterey. Portland, again, that's for a car cast we're doing there, Napa and all that. Just go to adamcarolla.com and check that out. Natasha, you should listen to her podcast, The Endless Honeymoon Podcast, available on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and rate, shall you? And check out her website, natashalegero.com. And also take a quick Podcast One survey by going to podcastone.study. You can win some free stuff there. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Natasha Leggero. Good sports coming next. Gina Grad and Ball Bryan saying mahalo.
The woman just has to treat the man like they're mentally challenged.
Stick around. Today's episode of Good Sports with Dave Mamoshek and Adam Carolla is coming right up.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Capo Caco. Whoa, oh, oh, Capo Caco. Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here. Adam Carolla over there. Ace, I mentioned it to you previously. I'm just positively filled with song because football season's over, almost here. And then after that, hockey season will be here. And Capo Caco is going to be out there skating for the Rangers. Things are looking up for us in our football-less summer here. How are you, Ace?
Watch out. This is a slippery slope. People get into it. I spent my entire childhood this way, where you go, hey, man, football season's coming. Then hockey's coming. And you kind of go down that path. You know, it's like summer vacation's around the corner. You know, all that stuff. According to that math, death is coming. You know what I mean? Don't be charging so hard toward the grave.
You're very present what you are.
Well, if you think about it, here's an interesting mindset. Everything is just flying at you faster. I've always said, but I haven't said this in a million years. You know, they go, well, when you get older, you get years become, it's all relative. We made up time. Obviously, your first year, your second year, your third year, a year is a year. You're not used to the experience of a year. Every year you get older, you experience it. I'd say it's kind of like anyone who's ever driven from like LA to San Francisco, the first ride is a super long ride. It is neither here nor there if you do it all the time. It's just you're literally used to it. The amount of
That's
time,
a good analogy or whatever you call that, metaphor or whatever, for life. That's exactly right.
The time is exactly the same.
Right.
The way you experience it, and you know, when I see my kids and they're like, oh, we have to go back to school and we don't get a break until Christmas and it's such a long distance away. But for you as an adult, it's just you can't believe we're past the halfway point of 2019. Trump's been the president for what has it been, 11 years now? You blink your eyes. You experience things differently. And all I'm saying is, on a philosophical note, I have always sort of not really liked exercise, and like running on a treadmill for me. So I was like, oh boy, you look down. Sometimes you'll run on a treadmill and you'll look down and you go, my God, it's only been 1 minute and 47 seconds and I'm bored off my ass. My skin is crawling. But if you take a philosophical approach to it, which is I try to spend a half hour on my rowing machine every day. And it's a half hour of me just staring at a digital clock going, come on, I can't believe we're not at the halfway point. We're not at 15 minutes yet. Or go up on stage and do 20 minutes of comedy, stand-up comedy. Time will stop for you. That is about the only time stops. It sails by if you're going to a concert or you're doing something you enjoy or whatever. So as much misery as there may be in riding, pulling that rowing machine, at least time is not thrusting forward. You're not blinking your eyes and, oh my God, what happened to this or what happened to me? It actually does slow it down. Think of a few things that you don't. I'm not talking about going to the dentist. I'm saying a few things that for you, like exercise, is an opportunity to slow time down. And I would argue if you're only doing what you want to do all the time, your life will sail by too quickly.
Well, I forget who said it, but yes, death is the mother of all beauty. And so, yes, if you it's that's part of time, I guess, is the ultimate example of that, is as it slips away, as life slips away, as moments slip away, you wouldn't appreciate them if everything was pleasurable to
take
you.
Take that weighted vest. And I don't know who's a blowhardier guy. The guy who has a ponytail pulled through the back of his ball cap, very large calves, and gives the dates for everything. When they go, November 21st, 1997, I buried my youngest son. That guy, the dates guy, and then he buried. I don't you let the professionals do that? Like, I feel like the EPA would get involved if you were just planting your son in your backyard.
I don't know. They're making me cut the umbilical cord at the start of life.
Well,
I guess
true.
That's a completion of the circle.
That guy or guy you encounter on hiking trail and he's wearing a weighted vest.
Thank goodness I don't hike. Now that's another reason that I'll never do it.
Now, you never see that guy wearing the weighted vest. I'll tell you where you never see him, by the swimming pool. But if I did, I'd give him a shove. And I'm saying this, if you'd like time to pass slowly, put on that weighted vest and hit the deep end. I'll bet you time will almost grind to a halt.
I'm with you completely about that. Of course, that's what, you know, besides love and stuff like that, I guess the passage of time is one of the main themes of music and movies and literature and everything else. And it's about the need to be present. You can't live in the past and you can't spend your time looking ahead to things too much. You got to live in the now. However, as a sports fan, I always pity, if I may pull back from your greater existential message, I always feel bad for people who don't like sports because it's a facile thing to look forward to, and you kind of need those carrots in life, I feel like. If you're built like most people are, at least, isn't it nice to know that, like, school starting. This sucks. Well, football. At least we can look forward to football. And isn't it nice to know, like, ooh, we have tickets for that game in October. Isn't that something? Isn't that something, at least?
I concur. And it's funny, the carrot, It's funny that we've kind of shifted it from horses to people.
As though anybody's looking for that.
My kids wouldn't give. You could take a carrot,
bratwurst,
put on a pool cue. Yeah, you could dangle as much raw produce in front of my son as you wanted. He wouldn't move.
What would Ace Carolla respond best to? An onion ring, maybe?
I would say tasty cakes.
Oh.
Philadelphia's own tasty cakes, which they. The only time I've ever seen my dad in a good mood is when we were at the Alpha Beta in North Hollywood in like 1977, and he discovered that they brought tasty cakes from Philadelphia into North Hollywood. That was a seminal moment for my father. In terms of life achievements, like if I was eulogizing the man, I'd go, the birth of his kid's career, blah, blah, blah. But the day the Tasty Cakes came to the Alpha Beta in North Hollywood, that was a big moment.
I saw a man whose soul Carolla. Was full.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Ace Carolla, tier. They wouldn't be able to dangle the fried rice for you, so Tasty Cakes is an interesting answer. Fried rice. I learned that. I've known you now for 2 decades, and that was a revelation that fried rice ranks for you very high on the food list.
I will tell you this in the do yourself a favor department. I will say, do yourself a favor, Sheck says, next time you order the Chinese food, get an order of fried rice, pork fried, chicken fried, whatever, fried rice. Get an order of white rice and step on the white rice a little bit with the fried rice before you then ladle the whatever chicken, kung pao chicken mm-hmm. over the whole top of the whole
Ooh.
Thing. It kicks it, takes it to another level.
I like that.
You want to go to another level? I got Castrol Edge for you. Stronger under pressure. Engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure. Keep the metal apart and stop it from rubbing and friction and gets in the way of exhilarating performance. 3 times stronger fuel than leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown. It is the best. It's Castrol Edge.
Very nice. We'll be back with another Good Sports for you tomorrow. For now, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, Good Sports out. Good Sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Take an E. Get a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Just click on the link at adamcarolla.com. Also, subscribe to Carolla Classics, everywhere you listen to podcasts. Chris Loxamana and Superfan Giovanni put together a hell of a show. Sign up for Adam's monthly nut. The third boxes are almost sold out, so get on it quick at CarollaDrinks.com. Tickets and info on all the live podcasts, Mangry events, books, movies, and more. Go to AdamCarolla.com and stay tuned for AP News.